We might be about ready to start with our... Hello. We might be about ready to start with our trivia. Do we have a trivia question to put up on the screen? We're going to see if they can trick you tonight. We'll see. Some of you guys were really good at these trivia questions last night. We'll see how we do. Once they get the trivia question up there, we'll see who knows. Meanwhile, you can go back to the Adventure Currency Exchange, get your missions moolah, and put it in your team's bucket. Oh, looky there. Benjamin got some in. That's great. All right. Very good. I'm wondering who remembers our theme verse. While they're working on getting that that trivia question up, our theme verse. Miss Coleman, can you say it for us? Genesis 1:1. Say it together. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Genesis 1:1. You guys see this here, this side? We'll put it over the middle here. Ready? Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Genesis 1:1. All right, and then we had a theme, that's our theme verse. We had a verse we learned last night, Exodus 20 and verse 11. Do you guys know that one? Does anybody remember? Four in six. Somebody want to try it? Try it for us, Erwin. That was our theme, but our verse goes like this. Exodus 20:11. For in 6 days the Lord made the heaven and the earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. You guys think you can say that with me? For in 6 days the Lord made the heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Exodus 20:11. That was pretty weak. I don't know if they have it and they can project it up there. If they do, they will flash it up. Exodus 20, verse 11. That was last night's verse. We're going to learn a verse tonight, but let's do last night's verse first. What's the reference? Exodus 20:11. For in 6 days the Lord made the heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Exodus 20:11. Now, when we get to our review question time tonight, that's going to be worth some points. So I hope somebody on the green team, do you know the verse? Somebody on the blue team, I hope you know the verse. I see you all wearing your green and your blue. This is great. Let's try it together one more time. Let's see who does a better job at saying it. Exodus 20:11. For in 6 days the Lord made the heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Where's that found? Exodus 20:11. All right, are we ready for our trivia? Do we have our trivia up there? Let's see. Do, 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 do. No, no trivia. Okay. Let's do a cheer. Blue team, come up and give us a cheer. What do you know, green team? Let's see. Everybody standing up. Let's hear it from the green team. right, that was pretty good. I got to say, I think the blue team was a little more enthusiastic this time. There's going to be worth points once we get into the night. So this is a good warm-up. Let's go to our true-false. What is our trivia question? Let's see what is there. A group of lions is called a parade. True or false? If you think it is false, stay seated. Some of you stood. Let's see. If you think it's true, you can stand. Stand if you think a group of lions is called a parade. I'm one of the few people standing, and it is, drumroll, false. Let's try another one. They couldn't trick many of you that time. Let's see. Let's get the next one. The name of Velociraptor means fast thief. The name Velociraptor means fast thief. Thief. Stand if you think that is true. Stand if you think that is true. Ooh, I'm seeing some group dynamics here influencing people. Some of you are like standing because other people are. All right. Let's see. And it is... What is it? True! Very good. I thought it would mean fast lizard, but apparently it means fast thief. That's impressive. We'll do one more. One more trivia question. The Brontosaurus is a three-horned dinosaur. Now, if you believe that, stay seated. If you don't believe it, stand. If you don't believe it, stand. Let's see. If you believe it, stay seated. And the answer is false. Very good. You can have a seat. Now, we'll go to our theme from last night. Last night we learned the theme of the first night is that something, something, something. Three words. Remember our theme? That's our theme verse. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Who knows? Maybe somebody on this side, because nobody on this side has their hand up. Does anybody know over here? It's three words, our theme from last night. Mr. Coleman, do you know what it is? God made everything. Say it with me. God made everything. And that goes along with this verse, Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Genesis 1:1. Now, this is going to be worth points later on in the week. So what is the theme verse of the week? It is Genesis 1:1. What is the verse from night one? It is Exodus 20:11. We talk about how in 6 days, God created the heaven, the earth, the seas, all that in them is. That's the first night's verse. What's the first night's theme? It's just three words. What is it? God made everything. So if this were review time and I said, green team, for 200 points, what is the theme of night one? You would tell me what? Very good. And so we're going to introduce the theme of night two. Are you ready for this? The theme of night two? Oh, yeah. Here we go. The theme of night two. Here's a question. Who can we believe? This is a question. You're going to learn the theme later. But who can we believe? Say it with me. Who can we believe? Who can we believe? That's the question we're going to be trying to answer tonight. So watch for the answer, okay? We're going to learn also a verse. There is John 17:17. You see it up there? It's really long. How many of you think you can learn a four-word verse? How many of you think you can do that? All right. John 17:17. It's even easy because it says it twice. Say it with me. John 17:17. Thy word is truth. Oh, I want to explain this so bad, but it's not time to explain the verse yet, so we'll have to come back to it. Let's go to Exodus 20 and verse 11. Let's say that one, because that's the night's verse. We're not going to say that one yet much. We're going to do it a little later in verse time. That's just introducing it. But the second night's theme has to do with the answer to the question, who can we trust? What was the question? Who can we trust? Let's look at Exodus 20 and verse 11. I'll say it and you all repeat it. For in six days, the Lord made the heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Exodus 20:11. All right, I've talked for long enough. Let's go back to cheering. Green team, let's see if you can redeem yourself. Come on up here, get you a cheer. All right, that was much better, Green. Let's see if Blue has a comeback to that. Steven's rubbing his hands. We'll see what they got. Pretty good. Y'all are just about warmed up. Now, what's going to be significant as the week goes on, if y'all can get the people in the back to cheer with you when you stand up, I mean, that's when you've really reached the next level, is you've influenced the people sitting out there, and they like your cheers so much they're doing it with you. So you may want to recruit some help over time, because it makes your cheer sound louder. It looks visually more impressive when they stand up and do it with you. So if your cheer is so cool that the adults are standing up and doing it with you, that's when you've really attained. So be doing what you need to. Maybe bring some candy or some gum, you know, bribe some of those people. All right, see what you can do to get them on your side. That'll help you out tonight. How many of you, we're going to do this in a moment, but I'll just ask you now, how many of you brought a visitor tonight, a visitor that has not been here before? Matt, who'd you bring? You brought your cousin. All right, awesome. So that's one on Blue. Then there's one here on Green. Are there any more? Did you bring your cousin as well? Y'all going to have to figure out how you're going to split that one cousin in half. I don't know. We're going to have to see. You may have to check with your parents. Sounds like a question for Solomon there, being able to split one young person. All right, but all right. Anybody else have friends that you didn't bring with you tonight that you think maybe you could invite for tomorrow? Yeah, that would be helpful for your team, because you're going to get 200 points for your team if you bring a visitor. So that'll be very exciting. Well, if there's anybody else that has missions moolah, you can go ahead and bring it up, put it in the bucket. The buckets are looking fairly even right now. Come on, I see some more missions moolah. Who won the offering last night? Who won the cheering contest last night? I remember that. Who won the night overall last night? Now here's a question for you. Who's going to win tonight? Well, it remains to be seen whether hammers will be dropped, whether potato chips will be crunched. We'll have to watch and see what happens. Very good. Let us, one more time, this is your last chance. Now, should we do your cheer now? Should we give you a minute? You guys all worn out from cheering already? You guys already tired? No? Okay. Let's try our theme and our verse from night one, Exodus 20:11. We're going to go to Exodus 20 and verse 11. This talks about how in 6 days, how many days?
Six.
God made what? The
heaven,
the earth, the seas, and all that in them is. This is our in them is. Say it with me. In them is. All that in them is. Say that. All that in them is. So God made the heaven, the earth, the seas, and all that in them is. He made it in 6 days. On the seventh day, he did what? He rested. And so last night we learned, what's our theme from last night? God made everything. And so tonight we're going to learn, who can we believe? And we're going to see what we can believe. But before we do that, who's excited to hear from Dr. Scholes again? Anybody excited to hear from Dr. Scholes? Who's excited to sing that Incredible World song we started learning last night? You were starting to learn it by the end of the night, okay? Who's excited to see the penny roll offer, the Missions Moolah offering, yeah? Y'all don't want to see those actors come out and do drama again, do you? What do you think? You think you do? All right. Well, we've got to get one more quick cheer in for each side, and then we'll start officially for our second night. So who started last time? Let's see. Who started last time? All right. So Blue, come on up here and start us off. Then Green will do your last cheer, and we will get officially started. Cheer before we get started tonight. Here we go. There's a couple people that stood. Let's see. I see some people standing. Official start of the second night of Incredible World Vacation Bible School 2021. We are so glad that you are here. We want to welcome you. If there's any here for the very first time, let me see your hand. If you've never been in this building before and you're here tonight for the first time, let's see your hand. See your hand. Anybody? Oh, I see one. Let's see anybody else. All right, let's give them a big welcome. Welcome, welcome. We have some in the back there, maybe. Awesome. Glad to have you guys. And we already found out about visitors. We found out about visitors. I heard there's going to be 200 points for the green team. That's 200 points for bringing a visitor. And then over on the blue team, we had 200 points for also bringing a visitor. So we should be tied. 200 to 200 points. I need, if you are on the blue team and you are wearing blue, would you stand, please? Stand if you are on the blue team and you are wearing blue. If you are wearing blue. Aria, I think I see blue on your shirt. I'm not sure. Is that not blue? Let's see. If you've got blue on, stand. All right. It looks fairly complete here. All right. Now let's compare this with the green team. Go ahead and sit down, blue team. If you are on the green team and you are wearing green, not on your name tag, that won't count. But let's see. If you are wearing green, You know, this is pretty questionable. It looks pretty tight. I think we'll have to have a cheer competition later to see who has more team spirit. Very good. You can have a seat. That looks very, very close. I couldn't see a numerical difference. So, good job. You need to wear your team color. You need to bring friends, get points for your team. You need to know your verses, be ready to go, and you need to be ready to learn. All right, here's how we're going to start tonight. We're going to start with a word of prayer, and after that, we will have our singers come, and they will do our theme song. So let's go ahead and take your hands like this, put them out like this, clap together like this, bring them down past your eyes, close your eyes, bring them up past your mouth, drop them in your lap. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the opportunity to be here again tonight. Thank you for the chance to be here at IncrediWorld for this Vacation Bible School. Thank you for everyone who put in so much time and effort to make this possible. We pray tonight that we would not only have fun, but that we would learn. Be with Mr. Ben as he teaches. Lord, help the truth from your word and the truth about you to speak to our hearts. Lord, I pray that each of us would be changed to be more like who you want us to be because of the truth we learn. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
All right. We are going to sing the song that we started learning last night, IncrediWorld. If you can stand up. Now, when you are singing from down there, it's really, really hard to hear you from up here, okay? So you have to sing out so that we can hear you up here. Alrighty? Go ahead. Ready?
Just pull the power.
Very good. Thank you. Y'all did a very, very good job. Well, we need to look at our verse, and I've already alluded to it. We've already talked about it just a little bit. We're going to look at it a little closer. It's a really long verse, right? You guys remember it? No, it's a short verse. It is John 17:17. Let's say it together. John 17:17. Thy word is truth. Say it again. John 17:17. Thy word is truth. Now, that's a short verse, so there's probably not a lot we could say about it, right? Since it's so short. Let's look at each word in it. Look at the first word. It's thy. Most of you don't say thy on a regular basis. Maybe you hear it at church. Maybe you read it in your Bible. But there's a different word that we use today instead of thy. This is an older word. Today there's another word we use instead. Who knows what word that would be? Thy. What do you think, Mr. Bear? Your. Can you say that with me? Your. So we could say it as your word is truth. Now when we say your, who is the you that we're talking about? Miles, who do you think? Nope, not ourselves. Is my word truth? Is your word truth? No, whose word is truth? Naomi, do you know? God. So who is the thy in this sentence? It is God. Who is it? It is God. So we could say it this way. We could say God's word is truth. Can we say that? God's word is truth. So God's word is truth. Who is God? Well, he is the one who made everything. He's the one who created everything that we're singing about, everything we're studying about, everything we're talking about. It was all made by who? It was made by God. So God is the first word, thy word. When we say thy, we're talking about God. Now, next we're talking about word. Word, this could be something you write down on a piece of paper. This could be something you speak. This could be something you find in a book. In fact, God's word is all of those things. God's word is what God gave as his message to you and to me. That is his word. It's what he wants us to know. Do you know what we call this today? The things that God wants us to know, we call it the Bible. We call it God's word. God's word is the Bible. So thy word means God's Bible, God's word. So the Bible is what? Truth. So God's word, the Bible. There's some people who might tell you, well, that's just an old book. It's not true. It just was made up by a bunch of men. No. In fact, God tells us in his word, he says that he gave his word to different men. He gave it himself, the Holy Spirit. He gave it to men. Holy men who are prepared by God to receive words from God and to write them down. So when we look at the Bible, it is God's word. And look at that last word there, is truth. Do you know the difference between truth and a lie? Do you know the difference between those? One is actually what corresponds with reality, what actually is. Then a lie would be something that actually isn't. It's not what's true. It's something that is false. To say the sky is green would usually be false, right? Now, maybe if there's a tornado happening, it might turn a little green. But usually you would say the sky is blue. That would be truth. To say it would be green would be a lie. But God's word contains truth. So let's say John 17:17 again. Thy word is truth. John 17:17. Now, I want all the blue team to close their eyes. Close your eyes. We're going to try to say it without looking, okay? Ready? John 17:17. Thy word is truth. All right, green team, you have to keep your eyes open because they took it off the screens for us. That was so nice. Now, let's try it, green team. Ready? John 17:17. Thy word is truth. And we are so thankful that God's word indeed is truth. Well, let's do our Increda. Remember our Increda thing that we do? We do incredibly quiet. And that means that we are ready for Mr. Ben to come and teach us. I hope you are ready to sit up and listen.
Hello, boys and girls. So good to see you again tonight. I'm so glad you're here. Some of you came back, and some of you are here for the very first time. Thank you so much. We get to talk again about one of my favorite things, God and God's Word. I love John 17:17. I'm going to read the whole verse. Jesus is speaking, and he says, "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is what?" The blue team is paying a little bit more attention tonight. Let's see if the green team can pay attention too. "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth." Absolutely. I love truth. I love true stories, but I also love interesting things about people. Did you know tonight we're going to talk about something that every single one of you has? We're going to talk about something that every person in this room, whether you're a kid or an adult, boy or girl, on the blue team or on the green team, something that all of you have. But before I do, I need the two fearless team captains up here. Master Stephen, Master Michael, would you please come up here? All right. Now, I have a very important question to ask both of you. And the question is, what color is better, blue or green? What do you think?
Blue.
All right. What color is better, blue or green?
Green.
Oh, okay. Well, look back up here, and we see a couple of dinosaurs painted, and they're there. What dinosaur is better, the Brontosaurus or the T-Rex?
Brontosaurus.
Oh. He thinks T-Rex, he thinks Brontosaurus. What person is better looking, Pastor Ed or Mr. Ben? Just kidding. Have a seat, guys. Thank you so much. Now, I want you to notice something. Based off what was important, they gave me different answers. And that's really what worldview is. A worldview is how a person understands the world, what's important to them. So, same question, different answers. Why? Because they were evaluating things based off different things that were important. You guys do the same thing with food. You look at your plate and you have vegetables and you have meat and then you have dessert coming up. You'd much rather have dessert than your vegetables, right? Based off a value system, unless you're like super healthy, then you're like, no, I want my vegetables and not so much my dessert. I like dessert. I'm a big fan of dessert. All right, worldview is how a person understands the world. And there's two major ways of looking at the world. There's a view that states God's word is truth, and we can trust it, we can believe it, we can base our whole lives upon what the Bible says. And there's another view that says, no, we can't. We have to use science or man's reasoning, or we have to believe in an evolutionary worldview. Things happened by natural causes instead of God making all things. But Genesis 1:1, who knows Genesis 1:1? Miles. Say it loud and proud again. All right. You want to run up here and grab some missions, Mula? I mean, you can put it in the green bucket if you like. But. All right. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. That's a statement of fact, but that also gives us a worldview. However, there are people that don't believe this worldview, and we're going to talk about that tonight. Evolutionary worldview, how they understand the world. Everything just happened to end up orderly and appear designed. So it wasn't actually designed, it just looks like it was designed. So yes, we look at nature and creation, or not creation, nature, and it looks like it was put together thoughtfully. It looks like there's complexity, but no, it went from very, very simple and then became complex. Well, a biblical worldview says that God intelligently designed the universe and created order. How many of you have ever seen a watch? Anyone ever seen a watch? How many of you have ever seen a watch that had a baby watch? No, none of you have. You might have seen a watch in the smaller watch, but you've never seen a watch create another watch. And that would be pretty amazing. You'd look at that and be like, that is an amazing watchmaker. And yet God designed his creation to make after its kind. God put order and purpose, and we see that order and purpose. Let's give a couple examples. So the giraffe, how many of you like giraffes? You know, giraffes are kind of like, with a big long neck, they're kind of like Brontosaurus. But the Brontosaurus are all asleep. So, it's kind of like Brontosaurus, but a giraffe's heart is about 2 feet long, and it weighs 25 pounds. It's so strong to be able to pump the blood up to the giraffe's head that when the giraffe's head is down, if there was nothing that was designed to protect the giraffe, the heart's pump would be so strong, it would literally blow the brains out of the giraffe. I love stuff like that. Why? Because here's what I mean. When the giraffe head goes down, there are 7 bones that allow it to go down all the way. It will spread its feet out so it doesn't fall over. And there's small little valves that begin to limit the flow of blood as its head goes down. But that presents a problem if the giraffe needs to get its heads up quickly. Have you ever stood up really fast and been like, whoa? That's because there wasn't enough blood and enough oxygen to keep you alert. If a giraffe lifts its head up really fast, all the valves haven't caught up yet, so it would fall over and faint, and then the lion would come and eat the giraffe. But actually, God designed it to have a little sponge right at the base of its brain so that when it lifts its head up really fast, that blood pushes out and gives it enough blood and oxygen to stay alert until the rest of the blood can come to the brain. It's designed by God. What about the ant? The Bible talks about the ant. It says, go to the ant, thou sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise. And it describes how diligent it is. It prepares its meat in the summer. Ants find the shortest route to food. In fact, it's amazed computer programmers how efficiently a group of ants will find food and create routes that are the quickest. Now, some of you know the quickest way to the family cookies. But we're talking about all over, ants consistently show patterns, not only of one ant finding its shortest way, but of communicating it, just like bees communicate to their fellow bees, how to get to food. Butterflies will travel thousands of miles, and they end up exactly where they're supposed to be. In fact, there's some kinds of butterflies that their total migration route takes multiple generations. So the group A begins to go off, then they die, but before they die, they have little babies, and generation number 2 begins the route again, and then they all die off, and then generation 3 picks up and completes the complete migration route. It's absolutely amazing, the design of these creatures. Another evolutionary worldview, the world is billions of years old. And they have different ways to date this and describe this. But looking at the biblical record, the Bible, we come to a conclusion about 6 to 10,000 years old. God created everything in how many days? 6 days. God created everything that there is. How do they get conclusions like millions of years old? Well, they use dating systems that they've designed and come up with to get measurements of how long something's been around. The problem is that let me get my facts straight, because I don't want to be lying to you. In 1986, so about 40 years ago, any of you have parents that are 40 years old? I'm 30, so I'm almost 40. In 1986, Mount St. Helens blew. It's in Washington State. They then took some of these volcanic rocks that we know how old they are. We know they're about 40 years old. And they were dated at 2.8 million years old. So people saw the volcano go off. They know it happened. They then took these lava rocks, took them, had them tested, and they came back 2.8 million years old. In New Zealand, there was another volcano about 70 years ago. They were dated at 3.5 million years old. So these systems that they have in place aren't always accurate or reliable. So even though they're smart men, they have systems that don't correspond to truth. Evolutionary worldview says similar features between humans and animals indicate a common ancestor. So, how many eyes do you have, Melina? You have two eyes? How many eyes does a dog have? What? You must be related to a dog. No, that's silly, right? Well, what about monkeys? Monkeys, you know, they have hands-ish. And they kind of look like some of you guys, definitely. I'm kidding. Well, anyway. But similar features, do similar features prove a common ancestor? Well, no, it doesn't prove it. A biblical worldview says, well, God created everything. It's the same artist. So, you know, you look at certain pieces of art and you're like, oh, well, that's by this person or that's by that person. Because it looks like they're other works of art. You draw things and your mom can tell it's yours or your brother's or your sister's. Why? Because you draw things a certain way. A biblical worldview says God created all things. And because he created all things, we would expect some similar features since there is a common designer. Just like the dog kind. Okay, there's a kind. What did we learn last night about that phrase? After its kind. According to its kind. Yes. Yeah, they all look like the same species. And does a dog ever produce a fish? No, that's crazy. Come up here. Have some missions, Mula. You can put it in the blue bucket if you'd like. Well, the green bucket's right here. All right. So after its kind, there's what is will reproduce what it is. An ape will produce an ape. A dog will produce a dog. A fish will produce a fish. A corn is going to produce a kind of corn. But there may be similarities, but similarities don't prove a common ancestor. They just as much indicate a common designer. And if the biblical record is true, then we would expect to find similar features because we believe in a common designer. Here's what's interesting, though. Among all the similarities, mankind is different because wherever you go in the world, mankind recognizes there is something other than men that should be worshipped. You don't find raccoons gathered together singing little songs and clapping their hands and worshiping an acorn. You don't find snakes coiled up and doing a little snake dance to like a snake god. You don't find fish, a school of fish, all coming to a rock and like, you know, bowing down to it, right? We're like, oh, that's silly. Okay, that shows something. It shows that mankind is distinct. Mankind is different. While there may be similar features because of a common designer, God made man unique to have a relationship with him. Remember, last night we talked about man is made dependent by design, not just on water and food and air, but on a right relationship with God. So man, even though he has similarities, he is different because God made him in his image. He made him for a relationship with God. An evolutionary worldview says man is the ultimate source of knowledge and truth. Another way this can be stated is we only know something is true if we can do the scientific method, we can only trust something is true because if we can prove it by science. Well, we have a couple problems with that. Problem number one, the Bible says, thy word is truth. That God is truth. Secondly, we know man, including scientists, can be wrong, which we'll get to in just a moment. But the other thing that's wrong about that is, the statement, you can only know something's true by science, isn't a scientific statement. It's a theory. It's what we call philosophy. It's a worldview. It's not a scientific fact. It's an idea about truth. Where does truth come from? Well, that's not a scientific fact. That's a thing that supports the study of science. A biblical worldview says God is true. Let God be true and every man a liar. And is the source of truth. He's the one who gives truth. He's the one that reveals truth. Because if he made the world, then he's different than the world. And he must reveal himself to us for us to understand him. Humans can discover many true and exciting things, but sometimes they are wrong. How many of you have ever heard of the disease called malaria? Have any of you ever heard of the disease called malaria? Many people died down in Panama when they were building the Panama Canal. When colonials went to Africa, I had a sister that got malaria when she was in Papua New Guinea. The word malaria means bad air. And the reason why it means that is because they thought that malaria was a disease caused by bad swamp air. Well, now what do we know? We know that's caused by little tiny mosquitoes that bite you and you die. No, not all the time. But malaria, the scientists thought and came to a conclusion and they were wrong. Smoking, did you know doctors used to recommend smoking? And cigarette advertisements would be like, 9 out of 10 doctors recommend Marlboro. Well, now we know very, very strong evidence to the contrary. So people that were professionals, scientists, were wrong. So humans can be wrong. How many of you have ever been wrong about something? All the adults can wave like both hands up. And we've been wrong, but the Bible says that God is true. And if God is true, then his word is true. And if his word is true, then when the Bible says it, that settles it and we can trust it and we can believe it. Worldview matters because if you don't believe God is true and his word is true, then you're left wondering, where is truth? Pilate asked Jesus, when Jesus was brought before him, Pilate said, what is truth? And it's a very important question. If you base your whole life on that question, what is truth? And I hope and I pray, and we'd be happy to talk more with you about it, but God's word is true. We can trust it. We can believe it. We can read it with hope and confidence that the Bible says it, and that settles it. And that's how we understand the world. Thank you so much, Pastor Ed.
All right, let's say that once again. Once together. Ready? The Bible says it, that settles it. Say it again this time, you know it. The Bible says it, that settles it. Maybe some of you remember my question. My question was, who can we believe? Or in this case, what can we believe? But really, it's not just a what, it's a who. We want to believe God. So when we say, who can we believe? And we say, the Bible says it, that settles it. That's how we can know what is true, because God gave us his true word. You remember John 17:17? Say it with me. Thy word is truth. Say it again. Thy word is truth. And so the phrase that we get out of that is, the Bible says it, that settles it. You do that? The Bible says it, that settles it. Okay, very good. Well, during Mr. Ben's lesson, I got some good news for one of these color teams. One of these color teams had 3 visitors show up. And that team was the green team. Good job, green team. So that will be 200 points per visitor. That will be an additional 600 points for the green team. So 3 times 200, six. They've gotten 800 points off of visitors total tonight. That was 200 before and then 3 times 200 now. That's pretty exciting stuff. And the blue team has gotten 200 from visitors so far. You know what that means for you tomorrow night, Blue? You know what that means? You need to bring some visitors, okay? All right, very good. Well, we're going to have some review questions, but based on that, we're going to have, we're missing a green team leader, so we're not going to have it. All right, we're going to have, in a moment, we're going to have a cheer-off between the blue and the green team to see who's going to get 200 points for cheering. So there are 200 points to be had, but I'm going to start with some questions. No, I'm going to start with some questions. Let's see. Mr. Ben started out tonight talking about worldview. Worldview. We're going to start with the blue team tonight, so that means we'll need to end with the green team when we end questions. But worldview. Who could tell me, in your words, what worldview is? Yes, ma'am. Maybe you're not sure. We need to go to a teammate. Let's see. Right down front here. Orange striped shirt. Yes, sir. The way you see the what? The way you see the world. Very good. All right. That's 200 points for the blue team. Very good. All right. Let's jump over to the green team. And then after this, we'll have our cheer off. Okay. Green team, you get another question. Here we go. Now. What was an example of God's wise design? There were a couple animal examples that were given by Mr. Ben. In the back row with your hand raised right there, white shirt. Yes, ma'am. What was one of the animal examples? A giraffe. Very good. Remember how God protects its head and its brains? Yep, that's great. 200 points for the green team. Very good. All right. And now on the line are, what did I say, 300 points? Is that what I said to say 200 points? I don't remember. We'll go 300 points for the best year. All right. Mr. Michael, William, come on up. You guys, this is your shot, okay? We're going to see who does the better job cheering. So get out your best cheer. Let's see who does the cheering. Green, blue, let's see if you can match that. Now, all y'all need to participate because that is part of what I'm looking for. Let's see how you do. Let's see if you get some adults to join you. I see some in the back there. Let's see. See what happens. All right. We're getting some participation. Let's see what we got. Y'all both did a good job, but I think for tonight, the 300 points are going to have to go to the blue team. The green team had the better cheering last night. The blue team got it tonight, so we'll see how all of this goes. I also have some really good news before we do more review questions. For our offering tonight, do you know how much? Last night we came up with $149. That was pretty good. You know how much we brought in tonight? Do you think it was $100?
No.
You think it was $200?
No.
You think it was $300?
No.
You think it was $400?
No.
We brought in, say it with me, $500. Give yourself a hand. That is, I cannot believe that. I feel like there's been whole weeks of VBS in the past where we haven't made $500. So I want to say thank you to all of you who gave. That is wonderful. Very exciting. All right, let's go back to our review questions. We're going to start. Who were we on? Who gave it? I think it was green that was last. So let's jump over to blue. Blue, I need someone who can say for me Exodus 20 and verse 11. Esther Coleman, you think you can say it? Give it a try. That was very close, but since you are a sixth grader, I'm going to be a little more demanding, all right? So that was really close. Very, very close. I'm going to have to give this as a rebound chance to Green. We'll see if somebody can give it word perfect. Let's see, can your brother do it? Let's see. Give it a try, Titus. You know where it's found? Oh, so close. All right, let's try to all say it together. For in 6 days the Lord made the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Exodus 20:11. Good job, both of y'all. That was really hard. So we're gonna have to be pretty demanding on some of these verses, word for word. Very good. Then let's say our verse from tonight, since everybody knows it. Ready? John 17:17. Thy word is truth. And then the theme that goes along with it is, the Bible says it, that settles it. Do it again. The Bible says it, that settles it. Very good. All right, let's do a few more review questions. Then I think there's this, in a few minutes, we're going to have this interesting scientist come back. I hope you all are ready, because he's unlike any other scientist I've ever been around. But, okay, let's get a few more review questions in here. Who are we on? Who did we ask our last question to? Are we on blue? Let's see. So we're on blue. Okay, blue team. For 200 points. There was something that scientists dated as if it were millions of years old, even though we know it was at most 40 years old. Will, do you remember what that was? Volcanoes. Yes, volcanic rocks. Very good. Good job. 200 points for the blue team. Excellent. All right. We'll jump back over to the green team. Mr. Ben said, evolutionists, when they look at something like an ape and a human, they both have two eyes, they both have a nose, they both have a mouth. The evolutionist says, well, one must have been the ancestor of the other. One must have evolved from the other. What would a person that looks at things from the Bible's viewpoint, how would they explain that? How would they say that? Let's see. Eddie, what do you think? The same creator. All right, that's 200 points for the green team. Good job. All right, let's see. Blue team, this one's tough. This is a question from last night, but Mr. Ben said this phrase again. There's a phrase he said, and there's a word you're going to have to know. Man was made blank by design. Man was made blank by design. Fernando, do you know what it is? Dependent. That's 200 points for the blue team. Good job. All right. Now, just an update here. I think I said this last night. Here, we support our team strongly, but we don't yell. All right? Because some of us have sensitive ears, and it's like, and it makes you wish you had a hearing aid to turn down. Okay? So we don't yell, but we can very enthusiastically, deep-throatedly support our team and say, yeah, but we don't yell. Okay? Because we don't want to break any glass. We don't want anyone to have to turn down their hearing aid. That would be sad. So, very good. Now, we bounced back to the green team, and there were some examples Mr. Ben gave that people in the past, even scientists, used to think one thing, and now they've changed because of things that happen. There was two examples he gave. Can you name one of them? Back row in the pink next to Miss Morgan. Yeah, did they used to think that smoking was what? And now we know that it's bad. All right, very good. 200 points for the green team. Good job. All right. We're going to go for our final two questions. We're going to go back to last night. And we're going to see if y'all can get some review questions from last night. Okay, here we go. Green team or blue team, right? Blue team. Blue team, this is your final question for 200 points. Who can name at least three of the things that God made on day one? Erwin, try it for us. Okay. Very good. Those are three of the four. Good job. 200 points for the blue team. Now, day two was the firmament. That was pretty easy. Green team, can you give me one of the two things on day three? So day one, earth, space, time, light and dark. Day two, firmament. Day three was blank and blank. Let's see. Titus, do you know? Day three. All right, dry land and plants. Good job for the green team. All right, in that case, green team, would you come up and give us another cheer? And then blue. And then I think we might be ready to move on to our next segment. Come on up. Green team. Let's hear your answer to that. Let's see what you got. Verses and our themes one more time, starting tonight, working backwards. And then I think we're going to have a visit from a very special scientist after that. Let's start with tonight. We learned in John 17:17, say it with me, thy word is truth. And from that we learned the Bible says it, that settles it. And then last night we learned Exodus 20 and verse 11. This is a little more complicated. I even have to keep looking down at my sheet to make sure I don't get it wrong. But I'm going to say it again for you. Say it with me. Exodus 20:11. For in 6 days the Lord made the heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Exodus 20:11. And from that we learned God made everything. All right, very good. You all are set. Let's sit back and let's see what happens next.
Hi. And Dr. Schultz, welcome to Science Time. Tonight we're going to learn about something very special to me and very important. Space! And the existence of God. I have a question. Do you believe in the existence of God? Do you believe in the existence of God? Well, you're doing better than many people. Now, I believe that God exists. And I have many intelligent friends that also believe that God exists. For one, Ben. Do you remember Mr. Ben? He was just in here and he was teaching the lesson. Do you remember Ben?
Yeah.
Yes. Ben is one of my friends. I'd like to tell you one reason why tonight that I believe in the existence of God. So tonight, let's take a journey together, shall we? We'll go to space. And we'll learn many important things. First off, the sun. The sun is the center of our solar system.
It is 1.3 million times larger than the Earth. That means that you can fit 1.3 million Earths within the sun. That's a lot of Earths. Space is full of suns. Does anybody know how many suns are in space? I want guesses tonight. Who can give me right there? What do you think?
Infinite.
Actually, it's not infinite. The Bible says that God can count all the stars. Believe that? He can count every single one. He knows how many there are. So it's not infinite. Can I have another guess? 100? That's a lot of stars. Right there.
Trillions?
Yes. Actually, there are one with 23 zeros behind it. So it goes something like this. There's 1000000000000000000 and on. I love space. It's full of stars. God is incredible in that he made every one and he can number every single one. Now, tonight we're going to learn about something that will help you in your belief in the existence of God. We're going to learn about an argument that means that God exists. It is called, and I want you to repeat this to me, the law of causality. Go ahead, repeat it. One more time.
The law of causality.
Very good. The law of causality. I'll explain it like this. So, let's say that I was walking in the forest and I came across a blob. And the blob was on the ground. Now, are blobs complicated? No, blobs aren't very complicated. If I found the blob, I would say, oh, I don't know where it came from. Maybe it dripped off a tree somewhere. Maybe it came from an animal. I'm not sure. And you would say, I don't know where the blob came from, but it's very easy. You can explain it. But if I was walking in the forest and I found a robot, could I say that it just happened? Or would I have to say that somebody made the robot? What do you think? Did somebody make that robot? You're crazy. It just happened. No, somebody made the robot, right?
Yes.
Of course somebody made the robot. That's how it works. You have something complex. It doesn't just happen. There has to be a designer. Now, I'd like to use that idea and talk about life and the stars and how complicated everything is here. It did not just happen. It had to have a cause. Now, I have other friends. They're not really friends. They say, they're scientists too, they say, well, everything just happened. Life, it was sort of like a blob. It just came to be. But I think that's not a good explanation for the complexities of life. Take your hand. Hold it up to your face. Do you see a fingerprint? Everyone's fingerprint is different. When you look at snowflakes, every snowflake is different. And when you look at every star in the galaxies, the hundreds of trillions of stars, every single one is different. And only God could have done that. I'd like to invite you to a room. This is my space room. Do any of you have a space room? Do you see my dials? Do you see my dials? Now, do me a favor. I would like for you all to guess a number between 1 and 4. But there's a catch. If you guess the wrong number, the universe will explode. All right, who wants to be first? Number 1 through 4. Guess a number, 1 through 4. Right there, what's the number? Oh, you better be careful. What number?
4.
Wrong! The number is 3.14159265. I have another number. I need another guess. What's the number? Right there. 3. Wrong! The answer is 2.71878. Now, I have a question. Does anybody think my game was fair? Was that a fair... No, it wasn't a fair... How on earth were you supposed to guess a number like that? Well, on my space dials here, you'll see there are many space dials out there. God has specific numbers and specific requirements for life that if the numbers were just slightly off, we couldn't exist. There's the number pi, which is 3.14159265. If that number were off just slightly, life could not exist. There's the number e, which is 2.718. That number, if it was off slightly, we could not exist. Friends, what I'm saying to you is that there is a God who has designed a robot, and that robot is this universe. And it is so complex that nobody can deny that somebody has created it. Now, do you believe in God?
Yes!
I do as well. I need to take that off. I can't even see out of my goggles. Friends, because there is a God, you are accountable to that God. And what we'll talk about in the next lessons, we'll go through chemistry, we'll go through life sciences and biology, and we'll cap it off with a very interesting night on the last night. But because there is a God, you are personally accountable to Him. And there are so many proofs that there is a God. There are so many things that we know that He made this world, that if we deny that, the Bible says that he is a fool that says there is no God. Now, you may in your life come to a point where you wonder if there's a God. You'll say, I don't know if God exists. There are many scientists that say he does not. But know that Dr. Scholes believes there's a God. And there's many other like us, like Ben, and we know that God exists. These numbers that I've talked about, like pi and like e, there's numbers that you may not know what I'm talking about. But let me tell you that God has designed them. And that they're so precise that we know that he's done a great thing in that. You couldn't guess the number, could you? No. So it was designed. It is so precise. Now, tomorrow, if you come back, we'll talk about chemistry. And I've got some interesting things to show you then, too. So, bye-bye, y'all.
All right. Let's say thank you to Dr. Scholes. Thank you, Dr. Scholes. All right. Man, you even got to see his real eyes tonight. That was pretty exciting, wasn't it? All right. He had to take those glasses off. Well, there was this little thing called the offering. The missions moolah, they're bringing it up now. And I was thinking, do you all like to know who won?
Yeah.
You know, what if we didn't find out tonight? What if we just waited till tomorrow night? Would that be good? I don't know. I wonder if we have time to find out. What do you think we have time to find out who won?
Yeah!
Why don't we just give it to... You want to just give it to the blue team? Or we could just give it to the green team. What do you think?
Yeah!
Okay. All right. Why don't you all get the buckets there? Let's see. But first, before we weigh these, we need to remind you, while they're putting them on the buckets there, we need to remind you what this Missions Moolah is going towards. And we know that it's going towards the Bible Project that is bringing Bibles to the young people in what country? Do you remember? Papua New Guinea. Say it with me. Papua New Guinea, or PNG as it is known. I haven't been there, but I know some people who have. In fact, Mr. Ben, his parents are over there, and they're a part of telling people in that country how they can know Jesus as their Savior. And it's a wonderful thing to be able to be a part of giving money to buy Bibles. And tonight, $500 was raised. So no matter which team wins, I'm really proud of all of you, because that is a lot of effort from all you guys. And I want you to bring back some more tomorrow. We're going to be able to continue to give towards those young people to have Bibles all the way halfway across the world in Papua New Guinea. But first, let's find out who won tonight. Give me a drum roll. And the winner of the second night of Incredible World Vacation Bible School is the Blue Team. That'll be 500 points for the Blue Team. Very good. Green Team, give them a round of applause. Good job. Is that twice? Is that two nights in a row? All right, Green. Y'all got to step up your game because that's two nights. Do we have our final scores up there, Mr. Zach? Is that a yes? All right. And we have the score for tonight. It is Green Team. Wow. That is about as close, I would say that is as close as it could possibly be without being tied. So, the winner of the second night is the green team with 3,300 points to Blues, 3,200 points. We are 100 points away. And what that means is that tomorrow night, visitors are going to be very important. Wearing your team color is going to be very important. Knowing your verse is going to be very important. And doing your missions moolah, that's going to be very important. Coming ready to cheer, who do you think is going to win tomorrow night? All right, I think we're just about done and ready to go home now, aren't we? Is there something else we need to do still? I wonder if there's any folks around here. I'm going to go sit down. Y'all watch and see if there's anybody here tonight. We'll see what happens on night two.
And now, back to the Extreme Team.
And now it's time to reveal our number one wild and wacky creature.
Yeah, this one is way cool. Whenever it's in danger, it protects itself by imitating different creatures. And in fact, it can imitate up to 15 different creatures. I just said that. Are you really copying me? This is really mature of you. Okay, good joke. Ha ha ha, good joke. Now, let's just tell them what the animal
is. Ha ha ha, good joke.
Would you cool it, all right? Adventure TV could be here. Did that thought ever come across your mind? I'm sorry.
Well, I was just kidding. But anyways, back to our number one wild and wacky creature. Mr. Peterson! Next slide. The mimic octopus slide. Mr. Peterson,
just cut the slides.
And here he is, folks, our park director, Mr. Peterson.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You're too kind. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we have a very special announcement. Beginning each week here at IncrediWorld, we conduct a random drawing to award one child a whole host of free food and prizes, including, and get this, a 3-day VIP pass to IncrediWorld. What do we call it? We call it the IncrediKid Contest. Right? That's right, yeah. The IncrediKid Contest. Can we hear ya? There we go. That's right. Well, and it's time to announce this week's winner. So let me get a drum roll, please. All right, Johnny, take it away.
Thank you, Mr. Peterson. Would Mabel Magoo please come on down? You're the winner of this week's IncrediKid Contest.
Johnny, let's try that again. Maybe she didn't hear you.
Okay, one more time. Mabel Magoo, it's time to come on down. You're the winner of this week's IncrediKid Contest.
Yes, that's right.
Wowie, that's me!
Wait a second.
What?
Is this?
What? This has got to be a mistake.
Woo, I won! I really want a cake! Wait a minute! Oh, I got the
one! Yeah, this is quite a shock.
No, Sonny, this is a dress. My smock is at home. I wouldn't dream of wearing that thing out in public.
No. I said shock, not smock.
Oh, wait, I can't hear you. Hold on. try it again.
I'm sorry. I didn't say smock. I said, this is quite a shock.
Oh, Sonny, you don't need to go screaming at me. But yes, it is quite a shock. You know, I wasn't even going to come today, but my granddaughter gave me a ticket. And then, you know, imagine this. Me winning the Incredikids contest at my age. Oh, they're never going to believe it down at the senior center. Go ahead, guess how old I am.
Oh, no, really, no.
God, don't be bashful. Come on, guess.
No, ma'am, really, I couldn't.
Well, I just had my 80th birthday last Tuesday.
Really? 80 years old?
Yep, and you know, birthdays are good for you because the more you have, the longer you live. I just cracked myself up. Oh, you know what I did to celebrate? You know, okay, fine, I'll tell you. I jumped out of an airplane at 10,000 feet.
What? You went skydiving?
Yes, sir. Revolving was number 27 on my bucket list. I will admit, I did have the heebie-jeebies at first, but then I had a nice talk to myself. I said, now, Mabel, what is the worst thing that could happen? And that was not a good question to ask.
I could see that.
Now, you know what they say about skydiving?
No. What do they say?
This is what they say. They say, if at first you don't succeed, skydiving is not for you.
Well, we'll try to keep that in mind.
And, you know, you need to remember, don't forget, that it's not the fall that kills you. Mm-hmm. It's that thing stopping the head splat! I get you every time.
Well, we are just delighted that Miss
Mago, but please call me Mabel.
We are delighted that Mabel has won our contest this week. We really are. And that just about wraps up our show this week. Thanks, everybody, for coming. And as always, remember, enjoy the rest of your day here at Incrediworld.
Congratulations, Mabel. You're our oldest Incredikid winner, well, ever.
Oh, thank you so much. Oh, I just can't believe it. Like I said before, I've never won anything in my whole life, and it's just so amazing. Now, when did we get to ride that zebra zip line, that fancy new ride?
Fancy ride? We'll do that soon enough. Can you do me a favor? Would you mind coming over here and having a seat? I just need to speak with my assistant for just a moment.
I don't mind at all. You just go right ahead with whatever you need to do, young man, and I'll just be over here knitting or something.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Boy, was that awkward. What in the world? How did her name get in the Incredikid contest?
It's for kids. I know. I have no idea, Mr. Peterson, but I'll look into it right away.
I mean, what are we going to do?
Well, we're going to have to honor the award this time and just hope it never happens again.
I mean, you mean make sure it never happens again.
I know, but look at her. She's so cute. Maybe this will be a good thing after all.
We'll see. Let's come over here now. Miss Magoo. Mabel. We need to take you over to the offices to fill out some paperwork. Did you have anyone with you, family, friends, husbands?
No, it's just little old me. You know, I tried to get my granddaughter to come, but she works at that other park somewhere. She works at that other park, don't you know? Then I tried to get my best friend. It never come with me, but her arthritis is just acting up so bad today. So she decided not to come, which was a bummer. But that poor Edna, you know, she won't ride on any of the big rides because even just a little ride on her electric scooter down a steep hill makes her so sick. Isn't that just so sad?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm sure we can find someone to ride the rides with you, Mabel.
Yeah.
Isn't that right, Mr. Peterson?
Yes, of course.
Oh, you people are just so nice. When I get home, I'm going to make up a big batch of my zucchini nut bread.
Oh, no. That's not necessary, ma'am.
That's a nice long scarf you've got there, Mabel.
Oh, there's actually an amusing story to go with this. You see, it was supposed to be a pot holder, so I should have gone to about here, but I got there, and then I couldn't remember how to stop, so I just kept going. But who cares? I can't really stand knitting anyway. Let's have some real fun.
Well, you've come to the right place. Let's go get that paperwork filled out so you can get on the ride.
All right, let's go.
Place is filthy.
Excuse me. Excuse me!
Oh, hey.
Is this Incredible stage?
It is, but I'm afraid you just missed the show. There won't be another till tomorrow.
I'm not here for a show. I have a meeting with Mr. Peterson at 5 o'clock sharp.
An important meeting?
Of course. Very important.
I see. Well, I think he forgot, because I just saw him leave.
Surely he didn't forget. He does know who he's dealing with, right?
I mean, I don't know. He could be kind of forgetful sometimes.
Anyways, I'll just wait here.
Okay, whatever you want. I just don't want you to waste your time or anything.
Well, it looks like you got some cleaning to do. So how about you go, you know, clean?
Yeah. Stop! How dare you? You're the cleaning lady. Pick it up.
Okay. Yeah. Almost knocked my coffee over.
Coffee.
Sit in line for 2 minutes for this thing.
Outrageous. Outrageous.
No.
There you go. It just went berserk. It's in lost control, you know.
You know what? I think I'm going to have to come back tomorrow and reschedule. Here's my card. Give it to Mr. Peterson. Tell him to call me back ASAP. You can't handle that, right?
ASAP. I got it. Definitely. Oh, and please don't tell Mr. Peterson. I kind of need this job.
Uh-huh.
Yes. I need to keep this job, but not with Mr. Peterson. Sorry, old lady. Miss Smarty Pants, really. Okay. I got some dirt to clean.
Oh, great. Can't believe it. I missed her.
Seems like there's some trouble happening at Incrediworld at the theme park. We're going to see what's going to happen. You have to come back tomorrow night. When you come back tomorrow night, you need to wear your team's colors. What color do you need to wear over here? And what color do you need to wear over here? All right, you need to bring back your missions moolah. You need to bring a friend so you can get how many points for your team? 200 points for your team, yeah. So, it was pretty close tonight. We're going to see who's going to take tomorrow. We're going to do our song one more time before we dismiss. We'll give you some dismissal instructions. So we're getting that song team back. They're going to come back and sing our song. So you all can go ahead and stand. Get the stretches out. Wave those arms around. Roll those shoulders. They're showing up here. They're coming ready to go. They're going to be all set. And we're going to sing our theme song. All right. Drop your hands down. You should be all set.
All right, we are just going to sing the first verse in the chorus before we close tonight.
This book all around you, just about your door, creation surrounds you, the works of the Lord, each painted rose are
Good job. You can have a seat.
All right. Thank you very much. Our music team came. They gave us one more chance to learn. I hope that you have learned something tonight. I hope you have something to go home and share and to come back tomorrow night ready for night number 3. How many of you want to see Dr. Scholes again? Yeah, I think he has something he's got up his sleeve, maybe underneath those goggles. I don't know. He's got something for us. How many of you want to come back and see all the problems that are happening at Incrediworld? See if they catch that villain. Seems to be a villain. I don't know. We'll see what happens. All right. Hope you can come back tomorrow. Bring a friend. Come back ready. Very good. Well, here's what we're going to do. I think we have time. Do you think we have time to do your favorite thing? Do you think we have time? I think we have time to do one more of your favorite cheers. So come on, green team. Come up here. They are a winner tonight. Let's go ahead and give them a chance to start with a cheer tonight. Cheer in the middle of summer. Very good. Come on, blue team. Take us out tonight with our final cheer. Did a great job tonight. Here's how we're going to do it again for dismissal. You're going to remember to stay what? Stay seated until the person who brought you comes up and gets you. When we leave, we're going to go out the side exit. That's where we're going to get our goodie bags. Make sure to take those with you. I found a couple left over here from last night, and that's sad because they didn't make it home with you. So take your goodie bag with you, and we will see you again tomorrow night. All right, kids, stay seated. Parents, those who brought them, if you're here, come on ahead and get your young people. We will see you again tomorrow night. Thank you very much. Thank you.